Sheikh, in the last two episodes, we had Sheikh Muhammad Salah with us, and he gave us some really good tips on getting ready for Ramadan, some virtues of Ramadan. I would just like to ask you, before we go into the questions, if you could just give the viewers some tips on getting ready for Ramadan, as Ramadan is coming tomorrow or the day after, something to get them ready for Ramadan. Jazakallah khair.
وجزاك. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. First of all, we have to understand that the month of Ramadan is a season for merchants to make their best in selling and buying. But there is no financial aspects connected to this season. It's only the good deeds and the bad deeds. May Allah forbid us from doing anything that is bad. In regard to Ramadan, people are divided into different sections. Some of them, Ramadan is as any other month. And this is not because they look down at Ramadan. On the contrary, they are so used to good deeds to the extent that when Ramadan comes, nothing changes. So it's the daily and nightly normal habits.
That's right.
So they're used to fasting Mondays and Thursdays. They're used to fasting the white days, or what is known of the 13th, 14th, and 15th of the lunar month. They're used to fasting Arafah day, Ashura day, every now and then. They are used to praying night prayer. So, and charity is something that is in their blood. So whenever they see someone in need, they pay whatever they can. So when Ramadan comes, it is a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. They're encouraged to do more, but to some extent, there is not much more except the gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal that He has prolonged our lives to witness Ramadan. The other type of people are those who have been indulged in daily activity and in sin. And unfortunately, they feel like it's a burden on their back. Okay. When Ramadan comes, they are in trouble because they have to change 180 degrees. And this is a twist that it is not easy for people to have.
It's difficult. It's a difficult one, yeah.
But they try. They thrive. They do their best. And it's easy when everybody else is doing it. But unfortunately, they start as a glowing star in the sky that fades after a few nights. So in the very beginning, they start praying five times in the masjid and praying Taraweeh and trying to fast and stay away from whatever makes Allah Azza wa Jal angry. But after five or six nights, everything retreats a little bit, bit by bit. So instead of praying the whole full 11 rak'ah at Taraweeh, they tend to pray eight or six and retire back home. And then after a week or so, they abandon praying Taraweeh completely. Okay. And this is a very a sad and serious thing.
Absolutely.
Which means that Allah Azza wa Jal did not bless these people, and that is why He did not make it easy for them. So, to put it in a nutshell, what should we do to receive this month and get a boost? There's nothing magical. You have to believe in Allah. You have to believe that it is the only form of worship that Allah Azza wa Jal said, fasting is for me and I reward it. So it's the only thing that Allah Azza wa Jal said it's for Him, because nobody knows if a child, in while performing ablution, drinks some of the water he's washing his mouth with.
Absolutely.
It's only between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. Yet, you have to always think of the great and in the thousands and the millions, great deeds you have. The hasanat you will be achieving by feeding a hungry person, by connecting the next of kin, by praying Taraweeh in the masjid, by praying the five, preserving the five prayers in the masjid if you're a male, or by praying on time if you are a female, by trying to be nice, purifying and cleansing your heart, having no grudges, no hatred, being nice to everyone you can. And this is easy in Ramadan. Even the non-Muslims feel it. They feel that the amount of tranquility, the peace that flows around them. again, it's a long story, but to make it short, you have to seek the support of Allah Azza wa Jal in trying to achieve the maximum you can from Ramadan. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said three times, may Allah Azza wa Jal insult a person who witnesses Ramadan and is not forgiven for.